Blog Talk Radio.
For some who don't understand our purpose and may not understand our praise, we as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason why we sing. Family. Because I'm happy.
And tell the whole world no.
Listen, when we cross that river.
And when we cross that river,
to study war no more.
To study war no more.
We will sing.
We will sing our song today.
The one whom we adore.
The one whom we
come on,
adore.
Family, let's take it home. I sing because. You're my melody at midnight, Jesus. You're my song in my storm, Jesus. You're the hymn in my heart, Jesus. You're the reason why. Oh, I love you. I love your name, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. For the rest of my life, Jesus, you'll be the reason why I sing.
Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. That is the reason why we sing. Oh, yes. Welcome Amen. Here, welcome here, right here on the Glorious Gospel Vibe Show with Evangelist Globy Pope and Minister Derek Tuggles in the house. Old time gospel hits is in here. Ah, what's going on? What's going on?
What's going on, good people? What's going on?
Bishop Herbert and Prophetess Arcus McCray, Inspiration Crew going down. What's happening?
Bishop.
I tell you, sister, it's hot down here in Florida.
Yes, it is.
Look like, you know, not many people's on the Gulf Coast, but the beach is still filled. But we love it, though.
I know you do. I'm from there, you know, Cleveland, Ohio, by way of West Palm Beach. I've been in West Palm Beach most of my life anyway. So, you know, we love that heat for a minute. But, see, I can't go to hell. See, I can't go to hell. See how hot it is right now? This is why I can't go to hell. It's too hot.
All right.
Bishop Philip Dukes in the house, the uplifter. What's up, Rev?
What's happening?
Yeah.
You
know,
I am here. Say it, D.
When you call out a person like Philip Dukes, you got to come to him like God. You got to reference all his names.
Yeah.
I know anybody talking about me.
I just got here.
You talking about me? How y'all doing?
Hello. Sister Peppercorn.
Sister Peppercorn remind me of that child that need attention. You know, they just cry when somebody to come rub them on the forehead or, you know, pat them on the back.
This is the reason why you're going to need some attention. You're going to need some hand attention. That's what they got all the people in the hospital for. The nurses, the doctors, all the people, you know, you're going to need.
You know, sometimes they cry when they're hungry. Well, you got some Gerber around here somewhere. You know, they still use Gerber.
I think she's threatening you on the air.
You better, your old regular self, I see now. Your vivaciousness, I see. Mm-hmm.
See that's why you call, that's what you call it. It's vivaciousness. You know what to say. You know what to say. I'd be your house too. But you know what to say. Sister Peppercorn, I believe Sister Peppercorn you like to fight, don't you? Did you used to fight all the time in school or something? I mean, it seemed like you're fighting right now, but school, I don't know. No, I ain't had no problem because nobody knew me. They knew not to mess with me.
That's just her passion. That sometimes I think Sister Peppercorn is just misunderstood. She's just passion. That's all.
Take that tone out your voice, because it sounds like you're trying to buff me up. See that kind of tone right there? That's a buff up tone. That's the click tone. I know
it's
that.
A passion.
I made the tones, and I don't get it. Mister D know. He know. That's why he stay at the same tone, same time, same place.
Well, you know, Bishop, I heard they used to call her Flap and Slap. That's what they call her. You know, she
call her what?
Snap and Slap.
Snack and Slap.
No, Snap and Slap. She gets Snap and Slap them. That's all.
Snap them and
Slap. Snap and Slap.
Oh, help us, Lord. Oh, well, today we gonna be playing some oldies but goodies. You know, I just like to reach back sometime and play some old songs because, you know, we get new songs all the time. But we don't always hear some of the older ones that just used to move us and, you know.
Yeah.
Have you laid out, on the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't gonna be too bad today because, you know, we want to stay alive and not all passed out in the spirit, like Sister spirit. Yeah, spirit. That's what I'm talking about. The Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
We gonna come back. We gonna go right here. I tell you, he'll make it all right. Milton Brunson Thompson, Community Choir singers, right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. We're coming back with gospel news right after this. Ow.
I don't need no money.
make everything all right, Milton.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look, let me,
oh, God, she did it to me. I gotta go about all this whole coat. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Look, after that one, everybody, look. After that, turn your weed
right
back around.
That
get your drink of water.
So, imagine you're going to have to give me some happiness. You done messed my whole do up. You done messed it up.
You done messed up your own.
Look, call your insurance company. Call your insurance company. Make sure you policy up to date, because I know some folk done tore up their house after listening to it.
Yeah, that's one of them. That's one of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep going. That's one of them. Not, you have to make them stop. You have to go there and tell them, okay, stop, y'all stop.
Yeah, that's something.
It'll stop and go back.
That kind of thing. Yeah, it make you can feel it. That type of gospel music, you can feel it. The pain and the pressure, and you know Jesus is going to make it all right. Yeah,
I mean,
right.
See, you know, after a song like that, see, the church, you know, look like a ballroom brawl that done been through that. You know, chairs turning over.
Let me tell you something funny before we go into the gospel news. My mother, you know, she was a little slow in getting the Holy Ghost. And as a matter of fact, she came to my church. We had one of them, we was in one of the Holy Ghost churches, you know. And she told us, she said, "Y'all sit down, you're embarrassing me. Oh my Lord, what y'all doing? I can't believe it, y'all doing this to me." We didn't know what's wrong with Mama. She didn't understand. She didn't understand that when you get the Holy Ghost, sometimes you have to get up and can't sit still now. Can't do it.
Yeah,
man. Right. That was just the funniest thing I had ever heard of. Sit down, you're being embarrassing me. Gospel news on the way. Minister D, go ahead, handle your business. We're here.
Gospel.
Oh, glorious gospel vibes with the news. Talk to me.
What's going on, y'all? Well, you know, of course, you all know the Republican National Convention was this past week. You know, they had a lot of stuff going on, and you know, I the older you get, you try to stay up on the politics, and you look at some of this stuff, and you figure these folks have lost their mind. You then had plagiarized speech. You had situation going on all the protests. But I found an old article where Donald Trump referred to Republicans as the dumbest group of voters in the country. He said, if I were to run, I'd run as a Republican because they're the dumbest group of voters in the country. They believe in anything on Fox News, I can lie and they'll keep eating up. I bet my numbers will be terrific. And thus, here we are, 20 years later almost, and he's running for president as a Republican. Now, if you want to, talk about stupid Republicans. I read an article today that KKK members were outside the Republican National Convention throwing urine at each other outside the convention center.
When this was?
During the National Convention, members of the KKK, Black Lives Matter, and Westboro Baptist Church reportedly threw urine at each other, and police had to step in and keep the peace. Now, first of all, you know, I ain't really got to say no more, do I?
Because I'm still baffled.
said the Westboro Baptist, KKK, and Black Lives Matter?
Yes, reportedly threw urine at each other. Now, I don't know who slung the urine first. What I would like to know, me personally, who brought up that idea?
What did they bring the urine in? They didn't just sling it out and start throwing urine.
Who came up with this idea?
Somebody
who came up with this idea?
Who came up with this idea?
Maybe, okay, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get all our year. We're going to bottle it up. We're going to load it up. And we're just going to sling it on everybody.
And when they ran out, how did they reload?
Hey, we getting low. We need to go re up.
I think y'all get me out of hand with this here. Y'all ready to calm down. You're going on another track now. You're switch tracks.
Hey, Bishop Duke. Bishop Duke. Okay, we get low. Look, y'all take these four buckets and go behind the building. And come on.
Lord, listeners, just pray for us here at Glorious Gospel Vibes. We know our humor is just off the charts today.
I'm trying to figure out what Miss D talking about, because they had to get the urine from somewhere. They must have brought the buckets with them or something.
Look, I'd be the one, first one to get a whiff of it and be like, look, y'all need to drink more water.
I guess we'll know the difference between the one protesting for the black and the one and the KKK.
And especially they were beer drinkers.
Oh my goodness. Oh Lord, I tell you. Father, in the name of Jesus, this is what I'm talking about, y'all.
You got to send me that one. You got to send that to me.
You got to get your minds right. Matter of fact, it's just a mind thing. Let me play a mind thing. Let me break this in monotony. This laughter. You laugh because I'm telling you, Bishop Duke. He don't know a whole lot on the floor and stuff. I don't understand. Oh, Lord. Play some, girl. Man. Play some. Man. Just play it.
All you got to do is do it. There is really nothing to it. Get in your mind to serve the Lord with all your heart. Cause that's the first place that you'll have for your start.
All you got to do is do it. There is really nothing to it. Get in your mind to serve the Lord with all your heart. Cause that's the first place that you'll have to start.
And if you're heading up, do you remember what you said now? You said to be his warrior, his conqueror. What was it for? You should never enough playing. Give up your back, stop hating. His love is true, I'm telling you. He'll see you through. Don't let your mind be tricked. All you got to do is do it. There is really nothing to it. Get in your mind to serve the Lord with all your heart. Cause that's the first place that you'll have for your daughter. All you got to do is do it. There is really nothing to it. Get in your mind to serve the Lord with all your heart. Cause that's the first place that you'll have for your daughter.
You are hidden up. Do you think you're here to play now? You are to be a vessel he can use. Don't be no fool, you are the tool. You should never abuse his time. The word is what will be the mind. So don't be slow, you gotta know that with the flow, don't let your mind play tricks no more.
To know after all of that, how was the ride home?
My
He was going all the way to Mahodius.
Lord,
and he was going all the way around.
Some people can't let it ride.
Okay, look. Okay, I'm done. I'm done.
He's slow. He's slow. He don't understand.
Yes. There was marking their territory.
Black history is in the house. We got any black history, a short version of black history. This is a little uplifter to let people know just what black is about. You know, Bishop, he got this little saying called black. Go ahead and finish it, Bishop.
Blackness is about to appear. That's my slogan, y'all. Blackness is about to appear. And most people don't know in the temple. Let me tell you this little quick thing. In the temple, when God showed up, he would show up in the smoke. And the Bible says dark smoke, but all smoke is either it's dark, black. God shows up in the smoke, and I am black at the smoke. Now, let's talk about black history. When we talk about black history, it's one guy that I like to talk about, just briefly. When we see him in the Bible, his name is, in the Book of Kings, his name is Tahaka, and he is the pharaoh of Egypt, and he's called the prince of Ethiopia, the king of Ethiopia. But when you look at that word when it was translated, it should have said Egypt, because in the when you study the Egypt Book of Kings, you will see the name Tahaka. When the Bible says that the kingdom of Cush. The kingdom of Cush went from Ethiopia all the way down to South Africa, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And all right, because all of Africa is the kingdom of Cush, all right? I'm going to talk about the Hamites. All of these are all the black people. Under Eurocentric theology, they say all the black people came out of Ham, and the origin of man were the Caucasian people. Now the DNA does not support that. That's what we've been taught since the rise of Eurocentric power, and all the black people were like displaced. Even though they say that we came from the curse of Canaan. And Canaan was cursed because God took his land and gave it to Israel.
Right.
But they were cursing all the black people, okay? That's what they used to teach about us now. And so when you start talking about black history in the Bible, you got to undo the lie, then shine the light on the truth. So we come down to people like Tahaka, you find him in the Book of Kings. They never portrayed them as being black. From the first pharaoh of Egypt, all right, to all the way up to, you see, Anwar Sadat, okay? All your pharaohs look like that and darker. If you get a picture sometime, Google a picture of Anwar Sadat. Anwar Sadat's a black man. So when we read our Bible, and this is not bigotry, this is not racist, we're fixing the lies that's been told about us, because they took us out of the picture because you had people like Samuel Baker and Mr. Hegel. They said that black people could have never created a civilization. Next time on black history, I'm going to go with that philosophy, because when you talk about black history, we have so many problems. You got to dig up that philosophy that they taught since the end of the Renaissance of Europe all the way up to this modern day. Now, so when we look at our pharaohs in the Bible, there in the Bible that we read, all the way up from Genesis all the way up to Malachi, okay? There are no Eurocentric pharaohs until the Greeks rose up and they came to Egypt and they put on the Egyptian garments and they got on the throne. But they're not the originators of Egypt, neither is that their land. They came from Greece. So when we start looking at black history, we got to look at all these pharaohs in the Bible that are black. And the proof of that is when you study the tribe in Africa called the Lemba, they are Jews, and they are dark, they're black people. If they come to America in the 1960s, they say, Negro, get to the back of us. They have the oldest bloodline that you can find linking back to Jerusalem, all right? And they're called the Lemba. There's a few other tribes in Africa, but we didn't learn about these black people, these black Jewish people, because remember, they said that black people could have never created a higher civilization, and we were savages. And that was the kind of thing that they taught. So that was imprinted upon us to see all black people as being in the bush with a bone in their nose and a spear saying, boo-le-le-le, boo-le-le-le, like they were ignorant, but they were not.
Yeah,
they
I mean,
were not. They were brilliant
his
people.
Family.
And that's your black history, briefly, for today.
Praise God.
Well, that's black. That's such a family. I seen now that Lumber, I seen that on television. That is so true. That is so true about that tribe. But Sister Peppercorn, Miss D, Sister Peppercorn said that was your part of your family.
It sounds like a tribe call.
Mr. D, you got anything to say about that?
No, I just like the bully, the bully, that, you know, that.
That's what I thought. Ain't no fun to say. I think, did you say?
No.
Okay, she playing. See, I feel good. I feel so good, I tell you. See that? Oh, how good I feel. Fred Hammond in the house with me. I feel good.
Bishop.
Back in the 2010, I tell you, we bringing some of the old stuff back, but I got to just play this. I feel good because I feel good about what I'm doing today. What about you? How's God treating you today? He got to be treating you good because you woke up this morning.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praising his name. I feel it. I feel it.
Come on. Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey. If the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody. Yeah.
I feel good. I know it.
Come on. On the inside, will show up on the outside. Come on. The happiness in my life today, it won't be denied. There'll be days we will feel down and blue, but that's not gonna be today. Hey, if you take the time to pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we can lift our voice and say, yeah. Come on. On the inside, will show up on the outside. Come on. The happiness in my life, they won't be denied. Sing it. Come on. The joy I feel on the inside will show up. Where they go? The happiness meant for my life. Today I won't be denied. I choose to feel love and peace of mind. Come on, promise to me. Yeah, yeah. there. Join with me, it will be fine. Come on there. My hand go up. Come on there. You don't mind. Have a good time. And I feel good. Yeah. Come on, somebody say it. Come on. You don't mind.
Singers and producers and musicians in this world, and not only by doing music, but it's talented people in this world, all over this world. And a lot of us, this world is so cold-hearted, so cruel. People can be that way, especially when you are talented with a gift of giving. You know, we give and we give, and a lot of times we don't feel that anyone appreciates what we do or what we have done. But God said that our labor would not be in vain. He sees all, everything that we do, he sees it. So when we, you know, I have to talk to myself sometimes and, you know, remind myself that God put all of this in me, all of this stuff that people say I'm talented, and then some people say, ah, she ain't all that. But you got to keep reminding yourself that God has put a place, each one of us here for a reason and a purpose to uplift somebody somewhere. If it ain't one person, you know, we can uplift somebody. Don't just hold it in. Share what God has placed within you.
And it is the
people
devil
be called. Mm-hmm.
And it is a devil's duty to distract you, confuse you, frustrate you, and throw you off course so you can't accomplish what God has purposed you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the thing of the devil, his job is to abort destinies. You know, that's his job, to abort destiny.
And well, I tell you, you got to remind yourself you are a child of the King. You got to remind yourself who you serve and who he is in you. Remember that you blood bought, blood washed, and blood covered. You think of yourself high because your father has told you that you are the apple of his eye. So, you know, people say, yeah, you ain't all of you. Who you think you are? You know, people can just be downright cold and say you're not good enough to do anything or be a part of anything. But you got to remember who you are in Christ Jesus, and greater is he that is within you than he that is in that little filthy world. But I want to play this cut. This is an older cut. It was on a movie, Fighting Temptations, and the song was You're Not Good Enough. I want to check that out. Because why? Because I failed to differ. What about you?
Fighting the temptation.
Testify, make it crystal clear. See, I've been picked out to be picked on. Talked about out my friend's mouth. I've been beat down till he turned my life around. Seems like I always fall short of being worthy. I ain't good enough, but he still loves me. I
say about me?
What they say about you?
His words say we worthy.
Yes, he does.
Matter of fact,
yes,
the Bible in Colossians say he has qualified us. The King James says he has meet. Uh-huh. He has made us meet for the kingdom. But the Bible says that word actually is qualified. He has qualified each and every one of us that's been born again to be what he wants us to be. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Amen. All right. Inspiration
Worthy.
Crew right up here right now. We're coming at you. Let's get it going. Get it going.
Good evening. I'm Prophetess Artis McCray, and I'm going to hit it, and I hope that you get it. First of all, I'm going to thank God for glorious gospel vibes. Show praise God. And I ask that you bless each and every one of my co-laborers in the gospel. And I ask that, Lord, you continue to bless everyone out there in the radio block land, including Brother Michael. And Father God, I ask these prayers in the name of Jesus. First of all, Amen. I thank my Lord and God and Savior for bringing my husband, Bishop Herbert McCray, through surgery the first of the week. He's up and out and about. It was his first time ever being in the hospital. I thank you, Lord. Today, I'm going to come from the book of Job. I'm going to paraphrase this. One day, the Lord, my God, and Satan had a conversation. And the Lord said, Satan, where are you coming from? Satan said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. The Lord said, has thy considered my servant Job, a perfect and an upright man, one that fears God and eschews evil? Satan said, the only reason he served you is because you put a hedge of protection up and around him. Take that hedge of protection from him, and he will curse you to your face. God said, I know my servant. I know his heart. I can depend on him. My title this evening, loved ones, is, can God depend on you? Think about it. And in the storms of life began. You see, Job was a patient man who endured. He lost his children. He lost his health. It was lack of sympathy. He lost his friends. His faith was strained, but it was victorious. His unselfish prayer led to his deliverance. God restored his blessings twice as much as he had before. So the Lord blessed him in the latter end of Job more than his beginning. Can God depend on you, loved ones? Loved ones, listen to me. What if you go to the mailbox and you receive a letter that your home is in foreclosure and the date they're going to sell it at the courthouse? And in that same set hour, what if your son is going away from home off to college, and you receive a phone call from a doctor at the hospital telling you to come, your child has been shot. He's going into surgery, and guess what? He won't make it out of the surgery. Loved ones, in the same set hour, what if you're riding down the road and a tow truck speeding about 70 miles per hour run into you head on, and all you could do is just say, Jesus. And in that instant, Jesus put you in a shield. He put you in a box, a shield around you, and everything goes into slow motion, and the windshield crack, and the roof cave in, and after it's over, you are all broken up. You drag yourself out of the car because it smells like the car is on fire. It's burning. Can God depend on you? Loved ones, in the same self hour, can you continue to praise him while things are going bad? The answer is yes. Yes, you can praise your way right through it. Job arose and ripped his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped him. Job 1 and 21 says, and said, naked came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord giveth, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Loved ones, can God depend on you? When you're going through your storms in life,
The winds are blowing, and the sea is raging, and the floods are flooding, one thing after another. And what the same self hour. Loved ones, can you say you know that you know that you know? Praise God. Job's story and how it turned out. Everybody knows that. Loved ones, I'm here to tell you, stretch out on Jesus. No matter what you're going through, stretch out on him. There's a song that says, how shall I spell relief? I know. J-E-S-U-S. Loved ones, how can you witness to somebody if you've never been through nothing? See, there comes a time that you know, that you know, that you know, that nobody but Jesus. Continue to praise him and worship him while you go through it. Praise God. Hallelujah. While you're going through, you see, he's no respecter of person. What he did for me, he'll do for you. What he did for Job, he'll do for you. He brought Job through. Job lost everything. But look how he blessed Job. Loved ones, stand on Jesus. Remember, can God depend on you? I'm Prophetess Artis McCray. I'll see you next week, the same time and the same place. I'm out of here. I love you.
Fly away to glory. Two wings. Sometimes I wish I had 2 wings to fly away and be at rest. No more trials, no more pain. Fly away. My troubles, I'll look to the hills and call on my Lord. He anointed me, and I cannot fly away. But sometimes I wish I had 2 wings, 2 wings, 2 wings to fly away to glory. Where no one can find me. But I know that's not God's way. Fly away. I've got to stand and endure my troubles. I'm tired of being in these shoes. At night I close my eyes and I cry out to you. Can't fly away. But sometimes I wish I had two wings to fly away to glory. Sometimes I wish I had.
Oh, yes, 2 wings. Philip Duke's in the house. Ah. Sometimes we have to fly away, but we can't do it without Jesus. I tell you, like old prophet say, you got to have that J-E-S-U-S.
Yeah, that's the only way you have blood code. That's only your blood code. I'm gonna be trying to flap on my own.
Hey, right. You ain't gonna be able to do it. That's why you're gonna have to have that power to reach him when he comes back to get us. You're gonna have to have it. So those of us that need a prayer of salvation, our life, if you accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, just go before him right now, and you can just repeat it right now. Just some simple words. Heavenly Father, I want to be saved. I want to be saved and come into the fullness of you.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Thank you for this wonderful gift. And now I know I am saved since I have accepted your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord. That's all you got to do. It's so simple. And then get into your word and then join a Bible teaching church.
Yeah.
It's no problem. It's sweatless. He says it's easy. His yoke is easy. And
I didn't hear Sister Pepperphone repeating that thing.
She ain't saying nothing now. She over there sucking down I ain't want to say it on the air. She over there eating some ribs, so. You ain't got to worry about me, because look at it. Y'all ain't want to get on the air. Miss D, I know why you ain't get. You call my name. Why you calling my name? Pray be a God.
Well, sometimes you have to call demons out.
It's time to go. We here right on Glorious Gospel Vibe. We thank all our listeners for tuning in. I tell you, Sister Peppercorn, you're getting grease all over everywhere. Now, what about me? All right, so we're gone, y'all. Have a blessed one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, say goodbye, people. We love you. We'll see you back here next Sunday, right here, same place, same time. I'm prophecy. We hit it and we. What is it? I hope you got it. You get it. I hope you get it.